morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we show up every Saturday morning with the intent and the goal to put a smile on your face, a skip in your step, a sparkle in your eye by answering any question you might have in the 8 o'clock hour about landscaping and gardening. But in the 9 o'clock hour, we want to talk about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. How about some of you that maybe are trying to tackle or complete a project here ahead of the guests arriving for the holiday? And you may be a little stumped as to what the next step is. Or maybe the spouse in the house has started a project that they can't seem to get finished. Give us a ring. Maybe we can coach you right along. Maybe you're contemplating a remodel or a home improvement project and you just don't know where to start. Well, that's why we show up every Saturday morning. And you can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. I'm Rosie. My son and co-host Romy's here in studio with me. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will answer your call, find out your name, where you're calling from, and your question, and we'll get you on air and get you an answer as quick as we can. Our broadcast engineer, Mike Reisch, is always distracted during football season, keeping track of his South Dakota Jackrabbits, but he will do the best he can to push all the right buttons and make sure our show is performed electronically and engineeringly flawless. That's how we lay it out here. I came across an interesting concept here, some do-it-yourself stocking stuffers. If you've got that person in the house, in your family, that likes trying to tackle a thing or two around the house, what are some little gadgets that have come out recently in the last 5 or 10 years, or just as recently as this year, that you can stuff their stocking with? You can start shopping for them now and be ready. I'll tell you, Romy, one of the things I like, and you know me, that I'm not a fan of working with electricity. It just is, I've never reached a comfort level of dealing with anything electrical. I'm afraid to touch anything electrical except plastic junction boxes in the grocery basket, before they get installed. So you've always had, when you're going to go work on a receptacle, a plug-in device that will tell you if there's current to that particular electrical device.
But it's an electrical device telling you the current, and I don't trust that.
Well, it can be, again, it can be scary. So what if you're going to work on a light switch? Maybe you want to replace the switch with a dimmer. And so you need to get in there and determine. Well, there's always been the ohm tester with the two prods, positive, minus, neutral, and you click it on the wires in the junction box and determine whether it's hot. But years ago, I became very comfortable, because there's a couple times that that's what I would use it for one reason or another. I wasn't putting it on the right switches, and found out later in the middle of the project that there was still hot electricity to that particular junction box. They actually have circuit indicators, and these are a great safety device. They're about the size of a large ballpoint pen or a very small little flashlight, and they'll beep just if you put them in the area. And there's any electricity flowing at all, it flashes a little light and beeps. So you know you've still got one more little circuit breaker to throw off before you get in there and start operating. That has given me a huge amount of confidence when I'm in there trying to stretch a circuit one way or another, or put in some of these nightlight applications, or in the receptacles that have the USB ports built into them. Little circuit indicators. You can get them for as little as $20, and they're just a great one more little additional safety feature for those of you that will tackle electric projects, but like me, don't necessarily particularly like to.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. As we get to Kathy, on stocking stuffers, if you're looking for something local, we've got a great article put together. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com right there on the homepage in the quick links on the right-hand side. It'll actually be centered if you're looking on your phone or tablet. There's a huge list of local Arizona gift ideas, and you were talking about tools. We talked about it last year, the Talon, Earth Talon. It's a great shovel that is oddly designed at the point that allows for digging and root chopping. And I tell you, I have an absolutely love mine for weed control on some of the bigger ones that you can't pull out by hand.
Manufactured in Chino Valley, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've used it quite a bit myself. And I, you know, things I usually wouldn't be able to get out by myself, like we had some things die off this last year, last winter, and I was able just to go out there, and it's got a point that sticks out like a talon, like a finger. So it gets right down underneath there, and then you just use a little leverage, and it pops it right out of there.
I thought, well, that'll never work. That little thing's going to break off. But
mine has lasted.
I've given it quite a run for its money, and it's still just as strong as it was the first day.
So. Well, they've upgraded. They've done a little bit of a design enhancement since we bought the first generation, so they're even better now.
Excellent. So there's one of the ideas you could find at rosieonthehouse.com, although that would be hard to put in a stocking stuffer.
You have to have a big sock.
Yeah, and yeah, you'd need a big sock. I'm sure with we'll find somebody local that makes big stockings, big enough for a shovel. Let's get to Kathy, who's called in at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, and again, thank you so much for your show every weekend. We really enjoy listening to you.
Well, thank you for the kind words. We appreciate that.
About a year ago, we had our roof replaced by Pinnacle. Loved them. Great.
Okay.
Another big shout out to them. It was great working with them. They were wonderful.
Well, good.
But now, about a year later, we have an intersection above a bay window.
Okay.
And just very recently, kind of at sunrise, we hear some noise, as if, you know, some rustling and all going on there. We think it's birds. So we went out this morning and took a look at it, and it appears that what is ever up there has pulled away the wire netting to hopefully deter them. We're wondering at this point, do we call the roofer to come in and take a look up there and see what we have going on, or do we call an exterminator?
Well, I think I would call both. I would call Brandon at Pinnacle and have him come out and just take a look at it and make sure no damage has been done.
Okay.
And I'm sure he'll do that for free. You won't have a fee for that. And then I would, where in town are you?
We're like 60th Street between Greenway and Bell, right in the Phoenix Scottsdale area near Horizon.
Okay. And then I would call Master Tech Pest Solutions or Blue Sky Pest Control, both specialists in taking care of bird problems.
Oh, okay.
And you can find them both at rosieonthehouse.com. Blue Sky Pest Control, of course, is valley-wide and does all forms of pest and rodent control, as well as birds. And Master Tech Pest Solutions, pretty much the same case. They're take care of any and all of that right there in your neighborhood. Now, the when you say the netting, did Brandon and the guys at Pinnacle, did they put bird netting up there?
Yeah, kind of that heavy wire stuff, yes. I think we had some up there, and we just asked them to reattach it. So, yes, they did put that up there.
And what kind of roofing material is it, Kathy? Is it tile?
What kind of roofing material? Yes, it's tile.
Concrete tile?
Okay. Yes, concrete tile.
All right. Well, again, I'd probably give them both a ring. Let's just make sure nothing's been moved. I wouldn't think that pigeons or birds would be able to move concrete tile in a way that they could actually detract from the integrity of the roof. But if they're up there moving around all of that other little, you know, finger wiring that's intended to detract them, that's obviously not detracting them, then let's find out what else they're up there getting done.
It's amazing how adaptable they are when they find a place they like.
It is. It is. And how persistent they can be. And no matter what you try and do, we've tried several different products. Romy, you originally found that holographic paint product that paints on...
For the birds, I think?
Yeah, for the birds.
There's for the birds that makes the landing surface move around on them as they're trying to land. Something in the reflective messes them up. And then there's Tanglefoot, which is sticky. So they get there and they feel like they're walking around in syrup, and both of those get baked up in the sun and are gone in a couple weeks, which is okay. That's enough time to deter that set of birds that are there. but you'll have birds that'll find them later.
And the really nasty, thing is that if when you study all of the diseases that pigeons can carry,
a lot of carcinogenic,
it's bad. So
pathogens that just sit there. And
now, what you didn't know about that question was you were solving an argument, and you gave just the absolute correct answer. One thought of the couple, one thought they should call the roofer, and the other thought they should call the exterminator. And you said both, so you saved them an argument today.
Well, there is.
We're here also to help you in all areas.
Yes, settle the marital dispute. Well, and in Kathy's case, I mean, there's no reason not to call Brandon. The guys at Pinnacle just did the roof a year ago, and she wants a courtesy check and inspection. And I know, you know, they're in that area all the time. It'd be nothing for them just to stop in and give her a peace of mind that everything's just fine. So there you go, Kathy, and Mr. Kathy. I guess you both got what you wanted out of that deal. Hey, let me give you one more little stocking stuffer idea. We've got David calling from Pima County. We have an open line for you as well, 1-888-767-4348. But one of the tools that I bought myself a few years ago that I keep it in my truck, like I use it like my Leatherman. I mean, it's with me all the time. And it's the little mini infrared thermometers that you just simply point at the surface you'd like to know the temperature of, pull the trigger, and it will read that temperature. I have no idea how it does it, but I bought it, and it's fun just to get out on a black parking lot in the middle of August and shoot the black parking lot and find, oh, no wonder the car is so miserable when I go inside for 30 minutes and come back out. It's sitting on a parking lot surface. It's 176 degrees. But I use it all the time to find small air leaks in, out, and about, and around our weather stripping, our doors, our electrical septals. It actually can read from below 26 degrees, minus 26 degrees, to over 1,000 degrees. And it's amazing to pass that infrared light beam over the surface of a wall, and you can actually see holes in the insulation where the surface temperature spikes up. So those little infrared thermometer tools, I bought mine at Napa. They use them in the auto industry all the time, and they're only about 15 or 20 bucks. A good one costs you maybe 25 or 30. More when we get back. David, hang on. You're our next call up.